Let's go now to Egypt, and the country's military rulers have ordered an investigation into the latest clashes that killed at least 25 people, most of them Coptic Christians. Overnight, Cairo's main Coptic cathedral was packed with mourners, and there's been fierce condemnation from political leaders in Europe and the United States, and calls for Egypt's rulers to protect people of all faiths, as Emily Burke reports.
As mourners gathered in Cairo's main Coptic cathedral for the funerals of those killed in Sunday's clashes, a fact-finding mission was set up to investigate how and why 25 people were killed and hundreds more injured. Angry and grieving, some say it's clear what happened.
Security forces attacked us as if we were stray dogs. We were like cats fleeing, crushed, or jumping into the Nile. It was surreal. A massacre by all accounts. Why? Because we wanted to demand our rights?
But others aren't so sure, like Bishop Angelos, the head of the Coptic Orthodox Church in Britain, who met with church leaders in Cairo overnight.
The way it actually started was there was a group of protesters, of demonstrators, at the Maspira building, the television building. There was a group that were going to have a peaceful march from a predominantly Christian suburb there. That was very peaceful. It got there, and within about 10 or 15 minutes, things suddenly turned. No one knows where the shots were fired from. State television was very quick to make allegations that shots were fired by Christians, although there was no investigation or no ballistics reports. There were no eyewitnesses. There was no arrest of anyone with a gun.
The ruling military council and the cabinet have also been in crisis talks. The Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, which seized power when President Hosni Mubarak was ousted in February, has stressed that it continues to bear national responsibility to protect the people. But it seems the military is struggling to do what Mubarak could: maintain order. Internationally, there's been widespread condemnation of the violence. The European Union's Catherine Ashton.
We really do expect that Egypt will move towards its elections with a desire to see all people part of those elections and to protect the people, whoever they are, wherever they come from, whatever belief and faith they have. That's the message that we've said consistently. I think I've been to Egypt 7 times. And we've made that point clear. I've made that point to the Prime Minister. I've made that point to other ministers.
The White House says the US President Barack Obama is deeply concerned about the violence and has called for restraint on all sides. Gamila Ismail is an Egyptian political activist.
Everyone knows what happened yesterday. What's more important is what will happen today and tomorrow and in the future. I do believe that if we do clean up this wound that has been covered and closed for long years without a proper cure, if we properly cure this wound this time and close it forever in a clean way, in a proper way.
Commentators are warning of civil religious strife, but others say the clashes were also fueled by anger at the security forces and the military council. Government-backed provocation has also been blamed for the latest unrest. For its part, the church has criticised authorities for allowing repeated attacks on Christians. Realising a united Egypt could take some time.
Emily Burke reporting.